Now, ESPN 1320 Kings insider James Hamm can show up in your inbox. Just subscribe to the Kings Beat for the most up-to-date news, information, and insights from the most respected insider in the business. Just go to kingsbeat.com to subscribe. Sign up today. KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
One time for Friday. One time for payday.
Hey, let's go.
Y'all know what it is. Hey, man, why not? I mean.
Shout out to my boy who wrote it. He let us know he wrote it.
It's the last day of February. It's payday, baby. Y'all know what it is. It's D-Lo and KC. We starting off with some flashback Friday vibes. We about to get up. Everybody got paid today. At least I hope y'all did. Some of y'all two-income houses. Y'all got paid twice today.
Woo! Hey!
Y'all living the life this weekend. Y'all enjoy this for a minute. Come on, man. Flashback Friday. Let's go. Hit a couple classics. Nah, let them ride. Let them ride.
Hey.
Vibes are good. Vibes are good. We got stuff to talk about. We stay with the classics. Let's play the classics here, though, for a minute. I mean, we here. We here. We feeling good. Come on, man. Y'all know what it is. We up here. We got to talk about Steph Curry dropping 56 last night. We got Kings basketball coming up this weekend. LeBron James very quietly, 33-17-6. Come on, man. We're going to talk about it.
You made me happy. This you can bear. You stood right beside me. Yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. Make sure I'm right, girl, before I let go. We've had a good time. That's not to say. We've heard in each other. Girl, it's a shame. I won't be foolish.
yeah.
You know I thank the sun rises and shines on you. You know there's nothing, nothing, nothing I would not do. Oh, no.
That's it.
Before I let you go.
We got to do one more. You know, we always work in threes. We always work in threes.
Hey.
It's a grown folks party here today.
Shout out this Christmas. Big up.
We're going to talk about these old dogs cooking the NBA last night. We're going to talk about two new contenders in the Western Conference also. That's how we starting the day right there.
Yes, sir.
That's how we starting the day. Hey,
come
real
on,
quick, Jesse's out taking care of the puppy. How many of them records that I just played, you know?
No, actually, I was just saying I don't know any of these really. I know the Friday night one, the Friday one. But I was literally just telling Kyle, I was like, I was just saying, dude, I missed out on all this, and like, this is really good music. That's literally what I was just saying.
Hang with us long enough.
Let's do it.
We got you.
Yeah.
So how many Playboi Carti songs do you know?
A lot.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
A lot.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest. Yeah,
no, it's good.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. Next time, lie to us. Sit
matter
down.
Fact,
I got
do you.
You
even know
I'm
what
already
this means?
It's Quiet Coyotes, right?
No. Okay.
All right.
All right. Sit down, Joe. You sit down. Right. Sit down.
All right, man. Come on,
man. Joe Brazil. By the way, no. Let's bring Joe back in here. Joe Brazil, newest full time employee.
Come on, man.
ESPN 1320.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it.
Full time producer for the Insiders.
Man. Yeah,
yeah, you've been grinding.
It's good stuff, Joe. We proud
yes,
of you, bro.
Indeed, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Proud of
yeah,
you, Joe.
Thank you. I'm stoked to be here.
No,
as
we're
always.
Gonna fix your problems with music.
Let's
man.
Do it.
That's he said,
stuff.
"Wild Coyotes."
Yeah, that's all right.
Quiet
Coyotes. That's it.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's
what
it was.
What are you looking at me for?
That's
I don't
what
know
it was.
What it is. I ain't gonna help you.
That's what it was. It was in kinder. You know,
no. This is the NWO.
All right.
New World Order.
That was the click.
Well, true, true.
Okay.
True. It is the click.
Yeah,
it
I'm not
gonna. It's fine. That's all right. Sit down, Joe. You're doing good. We're thrilled that you're here. Joe Brazil with us for the day. What's good, man? I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Oh, but they made a movie about us, so everybody's happy. Everybody is happy, man.
I'm actually excited to see that. Yeah. I want to see that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, they're not going to DPH, but it's okay.
No. We knew they wouldn't. I mean, come on, man. Let's call it what it is.
And if they did, it was going to be like part of the comedy. Like, what neighborhood are we
took
in?
Took a wrong turn. Oh, dear. And at that, they'd shoot it on Del Paso Road instead of Del Paso Boulevard.
Nah, that's all good, though.
Yeah, out in there in the Thomas. Wait a minute. That's Westlake. What is going on? I can hear airplanes. No Kings basketball last night. No Kings basketball tonight. They'll take the floor tomorrow against the Houston Rockets. Still lots of basketball. Surprisingly exciting basketball. Last night, Mavericks, Warriors, Lakers all win. Warriors a half game now out of the sixth spot. The story, though, is Stephen Curry.
56 points, 12 of 19 from three. Man.
Wow.
His 26th game with 10 plus threes. That's the most all time. The next five players on that list have 25 combined games.
Goodness gracious.
That is his 45th game with nine or more threes. Dame Lillard is second on that list. The man has 14. He is Jerry Ricing these three-point records.
Yeah, man.
That people are not going to be able to catch. And I'm telling you, I said this at the beginning of the year, title or no title, I don't know where he's at now. I think Steph Curry can move up the greatest of all time list.
He could. He could. I can't remember exactly where I have him. I think I have him behind Kobe, Shaq, Magic, Wilt, Kareem, LeBron, Mike.
Not knowing the order, he could pass Shaq, in my opinion. I got to share the podcast that Kyle sent with me or sent to me. I haven't gotten to finish it, but this is a noteworthy. It is an in-depth, hour-long investigation.
Oh.
Investigation.
Oh my goodness, what the hell went on? Is it true crime?
Some would say it is. That Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. It's fascinating.
I got to check that
my
out.
My man Pablo Torre put it together.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is fascinating. Kyle sent it to me. I'm listening to it all morning. Yeah, I'll share it with you. We'll talk about it. We'll talk a little bit about it. Very, very good listen. Very, very much worth listening to. But we're going to talk more. The authority on all things Steph Curry, Kyle Mattson, will join us here in just a heartbeat. We'll talk a little bit about that with him. We'll talk some football with him. The Rams make news today.
They did.
Matt Stafford is not being traded. Matt Stafford was signed to a contract today, a renegotiated. I don't want to call that a contract extension. He was owed nothing. He basically renegotiated a contract to keep him in the Los Angeles, likely for the rest of his career. So that has opened some things up for the Las Vegas Raiders. We can talk to that. Of course, it's Friday. Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us. James Hamm won't. So, Lord help us what that 3 o'clock hour is going to look like.
Elimination Chamber preview with Bryce.
Oh, that's about what happens. That is about what happens. So we've got a lot ahead. We are so thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Clearly, Kenny has learned nothing. Just absolutely nothing. My goodness.
Impersonating.
To answer your question, no, I didn't. Was that on the SNL 50 joint?
Yeah, he did. Eddie's the GOAT. Eddie is the GOAT.
Nah, Eddie's definitely my GOAT for sure. Packanier, appreciate you for being with us. Kyle Mattson of the Insiders with us here on D'Lo and KC, as he is every Friday at 12:15. Man, your boy, Steph Curry.
That was amazing. That was so cool.
He is, and he just keeps doing it. Like, he is the absolute greatest shooter we've ever seen.
I told James this today. I keep waiting for the last one. Every great, and not, oh man, he had 30 and went 6 of 11 from 3. No, I'm talking like this. Like, he backpacked them to a win, because Orlando just outplayed them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph just wasn't going to let them lose. Mm-hmm. And so 12 threes and 56 points. Every time he does it, I'm like, all right, well, that's probably going to be the last time we see that. And nope, just does it one more time.
One more time. He probably got one more coming this month.
So
if they're going to be as good as I think they are, he's probably going to have to.
He's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it. So the thing is this was always, I don't want to say like the running joke, and this is, people are going to hate this, but sorry. When they were in the Warriors were in their heyday, Steph would be having these huge games, but it's like, man, they're up 30 after three. He's not going to play the fourth.
Yeah.
So he finishes with 8 made threes or whatever. They're in a space now where they need him for four quarters. Mm. So you're right. Maybe we see another one of these coming down the line where he's just hot and they need all 56 of his points to hold off a team like the Magic.
Steph Curry had 56 last night.
56.
18 for Quentin Post, who can play. I like him.
Quentin Post is a good player.
He is. 18 for Post, 10 for Moses Moody, 12 for Draymond.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
That's crazy. They scored 121.
Yeah.
That's it. 56, and then you got like, those are like middling double figure numbers. It's not like somebody had 22. Mm-hmm. We're talking 10, 12, and 18, and that's it.
Yeah.
That is the epitome of putting a team on your back. That's crazy.
When I did he tell you about getting the full Kyle Madsen experience during a Warriors game?
It happened last night.
Yeah, he got the text last night.
Oh, KC did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm insulted, but okay.
Because we had talked on the handoff about could the Magic are one of the teams that could win last night to help the Kings.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Magic come out, they're shooting like 85% in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Golden State can't hit anything. I think Steph was 4 of 5. 4 of 6 to start the game, and the rest of the team was a combined like 3 of 18. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just gross. It was not going well. They're down 15 in the first quarter, or whatever insane thing it was. I was like, these dudes might lose by 30 tonight.
Mm-hmm. No, you did not say that.
40?
Golden State Warriors might lose by 40 tonight.
40.
It's at 4:42 p.m.
Yeah, game started about 4:18.
Yeah, that's the cow.
But no, but here's a. So 40 was an obvious exaggeration.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like I'm watching Paolo start 7 for 7, and not even like contested shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just getting to the rim at will. They're not missing from three, and it's like, oh, I've seen a game where Orlando doesn't miss from three, and they're really hard to beat. Like it's just that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching Golden State really struggle, and again, I'm operating under the assumption that Steph Curry is 37 in 2 weeks. And yeah, he had a great first quarter and he might have a really great first half, but like, can he continue backpacking these dudes? And then he just did. And the Magic started missing shots and Steph started making all of his shots. And all of a sudden they're down 17, open up 14 because he hit a 50 footer.
Hmm.
And now they're opening the third quarter up 22 points in the third quarter. And now they're up by 7.
They were able to win, obviously, because mm-hmm. Steph is Steph, and the Magic are going through some things.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the concern I have for them once they get to the playoffs.
Orlando or
just the Warriors State? In general. Like, you go up against a LeBron, and you got to deal with him attacking the basket.
Right.
You go up against Houston with Sengun or Memphis and what they do. And just other teams' ability to get to the paint and score,
yep.
That's the thing that concerns me. I think the Warriors did a great job at the deadline getting Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I think they reinvigorated that team.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, I think they're going to be top six. I think they're going to be in the playoffs. But when you talk about advancing multiple rounds, that's the thing that I look at and I'm like, I don't know if they can sustain that. And Orlando kind of showed that earlier is kind of what I was getting at.
To me, they now have a puncher's chance
mm-hmm.
in a way they didn't pre-deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. I think they have more than that.
Really?
I think they have more than a puncher's chance. I don't think I'm higher on them than I am the Lakers right now. The Lakers, I'm starting to watch. Like, I think this team can
contend. The Lakers are sick.
They can go.
I feel like they can contend for the title. Yeah. Like, we start talking, like, talking about one of the final four teams, talking about a conference
mm-hmm.
championship attending team.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not there, like, calling the Steph LeBron spot for the finals on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But I am getting closer. But I see the Lakers, and I see the Lakers. I think I have the Lakers as a title contender. I have the Warriors maybe a notch below that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gotten my attention in the last, you know, 2 weeks worth of games, 3 weeks worth of games, whatever it's been.
Sure, and that's kind of what I'm waiting on is it's the same question I have with the Kings. Like, your last couple games, okay, it's looked better. But can you string this together for an extended period of time? And that's what I'm waiting on Golden State. It's like this is what 6-1 in their last 7, and they won 5 in a row. It's like, okay, that's
7
cool.
7 of 10. Yeah.
It's like this is cool, but is this a nice month, or is this what they are now? So it's just a matter of waiting and seeing. It's,
I understand.
You know, something else that stood out to me from last night's game, thinking about the Kings,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about the trade deadline, Zach LaVine, and all this other stuff. Jimmy Butler had 5 points last night.
Mm-hmm.
1 of 7 from the field, 0 of 3 from beyond the arc.
1 of 15, I think, from 3 as a Warrior.
Oh, Jeez. Yeah. That's going to be a concern, too. But Steph Curry saves him and does what he does, and post and pods have played good.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine can't have that game in the Kings win. Zach LaVine
the
had
Jimmy Butler game.
Yeah, yeah. Zach LaVine had that game on Friday, and they lost by 20-plus.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was like almost a 30-point game. And that's the difference, I think, between like judging the two trades.
Interesting.
You know, people talk about like, oh, Warriors got Jimmy. They just took off. Well, they're not asking Jimmy to score 25.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings said, yo, or Kings fans or whoever said, Zach, get here. Hey, to hell with what you've been going through. I need that 25. I need that 40% from three. I need that. Yeah. I need all that now.
Yeah, you're the 1A now.
Yeah, and if you don't give us that, then you need to go to the bench. Like, well, wait a minute. You know what I mean? And it's not an indictment on Jimmy or Zach. It's more so the team and really one player around. There's no Steph on the Kings. That if Jimmy's having a rough night or Zach LaVine's having a rough night, they can say, don't worry about it. I got a big dog. And
you don't think that's DeMar?
Maybe. I mean, DeMar can – maybe, yeah.
Okay. But not somebody that you're, like, certain – that's definitely the guy.
Right. And even then, I don't like 5 points on a night. Like maybe if Zach is giving you like 14, DeMar can come up with another 38 to balance it out. But like DeMar, Zach LaVine can't have a 5-point game and everything be okay.
Zach LaVine's also a way better offensive player than Jimmy Butler. True. So I don't think you have to worry about a 5-point game.
True. Yeah. It's just kind of what was expected of the two, like trying to compare the two. But what Jimmy's expected to do in the learning curve that he has to get adjusted is different than Zach LaVine's.
And this goes a little bit to what we talk about a lot with the Kings and the like right players, right? There's a difference between like not looking for the best players, looking for the right ones. Mm-hmm. It's like Zach LaVine, I think, is a better NBA player right now than Jimmy Butler is, just in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy Butler fits what Golden State needed so much more than I think Zach LaVine fit what the Kings needed. And I think that's an example of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point as well.
Can Steph move up your...
Sorry, go ahead.
Can Steph move up your greatest of all time list?
Man, if they figure out a way to win another title, then yeah.
What if he doesn't?
Then probably not. He is
running away with all of the shooting records.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's totally bananas.
He's Jerry Ricing these records. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is changing. So I think he's the best shooter I've ever seen, and he'll probably
hold. The game is changing. He changed it.
He did, but there's a 7-year-old. Who is going to take 15 threes a night when he gets to the NBA.
I tend to agree with that, but my counterpoint is that the NFL has gotten way more passer-friendly and receiver-friendly over the last 20 years.
And added games.
And it's added games, and nobody is even... Larry Fitzgerald had an unbelievable career, and he would have needed to play another like 5 high-level years to even sniff what Jerry Rice was doing. So that's where I see that, like, the just from a sheer volume standpoint, like someone might get there.
No doubt.
But I keep waiting for that to happen in the NFL, and it just doesn't. Like, it is so hard to be that good for as long as he has.
Well, even to counter my own argument, even with the change in the way the game is playing, there's still only one Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt.
He does... He gets the shots off the bounce.
Mm-hmm.
He gets them catch and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, I don't think he's going to stop anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be playing for at least another 5 years. And that's where you get into the thought of him having records that nobody will touch.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But the records he had to break, I don't want to say were easier, but.
They definitely are. Yeah, the volume is not as high.
You know what I'm saying? They weren't. Bird wasn't doing this.
No.
So you could beat that, but he's. I can't imagine seeing a better shooter than Steph Curry. I really can't.
It's just the way. It's just
like.
I'm just amused that you countered your own argument which establishes that you just wanted to argue with me for a brief second and then just be like, ah, it's
no, what I think, I think, I don't think there's any shot of anybody catching Jerry Rice. I could see somebody catching Steph Curry.
Interesting. Mm.
I don't think there's any chance. Also, because Jerry did this till 40-something.
Well, no, God bless Jerry Rice. No, I don't think any of that is the case. Who are Jerry Rice's quarterbacks? And who else gets that luxury?
That's a great point, too.
Like, he played with, very literally, two of the greatest that ever played.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that another... I mean, we already look at Patrick Mahomes is just cycling through receivers, and he just gets Travis Kelce every year.
Yeah.
That's that's part of the reason Travis Kelce is who he is. It's not shade, but part of it is Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback.
No doubt.
That's facts.
Also, I don't want this to like not be like LeBron James and Steph Curry combined for 89 points last night.
Mm. Mm.
Like good LeBron Lord, had man. 33, 17, and 6 last night. And he's the only guy who could possibly keep him out of the first highlight on SportsCenter is Steph Curry.
Yep.
Which is so indicative of those two over the last decade or decade and a half or whatever.
I think the way I'm going to say you, Kenny, but I'm sure there's millions of people that feel this way. There's just, it feels like, and this might be wrong, but it feels to me like there's just, for a section of NBA fans, there's nothing that anyone could ever do to pass MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Michael's just that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody ever is going to, no matter what, MJ is that dude. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, I think, where Steph is for me as a shooter. Like, I hope to live a long, full life, and I think over however many years I have left, I don't think anybody will ever get to the point where I'm like, okay, yeah, they're a better shooter than Steph. That's just not going to. But I think LeBron is that for me in players that I've seen.
Mm.
I don't think anybody will ever, ever get close to LeBron in the, I watched him, because MJ was doing MJ stuff when I was like 5. I think he won his last title when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember. I've got basketball reference and YouTube highlights. So I understand he's great. Like, I don't.
You ever see Come Fly With Me?
No.
Oh, Airtime.
Airtime is the one. That'll put you. That'll put it over the top.
No.
You watch Airtime and he talks about the rim being just like a big old bucket.
Do you know what a VHS is?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I know what it is.
I think you could.
Airtime. I think those are all on Prime.
I think you could watch Airtime on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, I think they're all on Prime. I showed Reese like a year ago. I think it was on Prime. I found them there.
There are so many lines that people have recited that come from Airtime. Like the big old rim just looks like a big old bucket. Like, all right, man. Like, everyone.
Rim just looked like a big old bucket and he made 6'3". You would think he made 16 in the first half.
Six threes in the first quarter. Was it 36 points or 32?
32. I thought it was 32.
That was the shrug game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shrug was the 6'3".
Right. Yeah.
This is 1992. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
He can't believe it.
He looked at you. Whose game is it? It's Michael Jordan's game.
But, yeah, I just don't like.
Meanwhile, it's a slow quarter for Steph Curry.
Yeah. It's 6 1/4. It's just like, all right. It's the 47th time he's done that.
Steph a little slow today.
Yeah.
Step your game up, Steph.
But I just can't. I can't fathom ever watching a player in my. Again, this is players that I've like watched, and being like, "Oh yeah, that guy's better than LeBron."
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be a thing that happens for me.
Yeah.
He's 40, by like a lot.
Yeah,
and we're talking about the Lakers as a title contender because they have a 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. That's outrageous. Nice. I think Tom Brady, like, diminished our sense for what an aging player can do because he played until he was 45 or whatever and was good until he was 45. 40 years old and going for, what'd you say, 33 what and what?
33, 17, and 6, I think it was, yeah.
33, 17, and 6?
Yeah.
What?
No. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm. He's 40. It's insane. LeBron James, good player.
They asked you, can Steph Curry move up on the list? You said without a title, probably not. Dame said earlier, because I have the list that I made. This is the
I've never actually like written down the list.
Yeah, this one. So this is the one. This is the one that for all time. To be honest, with you.
He believes this is the definitive.
Oh, this is
list.
The this one. Is okay, no, that's
AC's
fine.
AC's top 10 NBA players of all time. Got Michael Jordan at one.
Which is already wrong.
Kenny Caraway at two.
Well.
Well, if I was a little taller, yeah. Hell yeah. LeBron James at two.
Okay.
Kareem at three. Wilt at four. Magic five.
Okay.
Shaq six. Kobe seven. Steph eight. Durant, then Larry Bird.
So here's a-
Do you think Steph... Well, you said no already. I'll ask you. You think Steph can pass Kobe and Shaq?
Go ahead.
Here's what I was going to ask. So if that's the definitive list, let's just go
there's
that
no hypothetical.
Right now. Okay, cool. We know. We know. Okay.
I know. Every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, no, it's the definitive
what,
list.
That's what I have to deal with every day.
what could Steph do without a title to pass? Who was next? Shaq?
Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe? What could he do without another championship to pass Kobe? Because that's just it. Like, he's done it. All the shooting stuff. MVP?
He'd have to pass him on maybe the scoring list.
He's doing it. Like, he's averaging, 24 this year?
Yeah.
Like, if he just keeps doing this and he keeps, like, doing what LeBron's doing, just continuing to average 24, 25, 26 points
mm-hmm.
to the point where he gets, like, 40.
Okay.
Like, I can't ignore, like, Shaq's the most dominant player, I think,
sure.
In my lifetime. I can't mm-hmm. speak for like Wilt and Kareem and all of that, but like I'm not going to ignore the end of his career where he got fat
sure.
and lazy. I'm not mm-hmm. going to ignore that. Kobe's, I mean, arguably certainly one of my favorite players of all time. Like he kind of broke down at the end, you know, that the mm-hmm. 60 was so iconic was because even he didn't think he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had all of the injuries and the body just started to fall apart as he got into his older age. Now it's 36. Like that might still happen with Steph. Mm-hmm. Certainly hope that it doesn't. But if it doesn't, like, yeah, I have to start looking at title or not. Mm-hmm. I still have to look at like this dude is performing at an extraordinary level at the sure. age of 36, 7, 8,
9. So two things. Number one,
that's fair.
What he could do is he could pass Kobe on the all-time scoring list.
Kobe's third?
I think Kobe's third, yeah. So he could do that. But I'll ask both of you guys a question. Are we romanticizing what Steph Curry is doing in comparison to those guys because he's making threes?
I don't think so. I think what he does better than anyone ever.
And
he does. Like it's his superpower.
No, he does, though. But I ask that because career averages, he's 24.7, 4.7 rebounds, 6.4 assists. Shaquille O'Neal, we talked about how he fell off in the last five mm-hmm. years. His career average is 23.7, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe, his career average is 25 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Steph, they're like we're like, Curry's past mm-hmm. those guys or is on his way past those guys. And at the end of the day, those numbers are very similar. So, like, if Steph start hitting twos and stop hitting threes, would mm-hmm. we stop romanticizing it a little bit? Or do we romanticize a little bit because he's hitting threes and shooting like we've never seen before?
I don't think it's romanticized. I think it's actually happening.
But Kobe's doing the same thing. Like at the end of the day, like, when it's all mm-hmm. said and done, the numbers are the same. But we're
I think it's the idea of, like, an extended peak.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where instead of the career arc of just like up and then down, it's like
mm-hmm.
it extends up further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair. One thing that I don't think happened with Shaq didn't grow into being Shaquille O'Neal. He fell out of being Shaquille O'Neal. He didn't grow into being Shaquille O'Neal. Steph Curry grew into being Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry, you got the numbers in front of you, 17, 18, 14. Those are his first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Giannis. You look at Giannis ain't even that high. Like, yo, Giannis, like, he grew into being Giannis. Shaq was Shaq right out the gate. Kobe grew into being Kobe, and then, you know, Kobe Jordan, you know, became what he was.
Do you guys have the scoring, all-time scoring leaders in front of you?
I don't.
Okay, great. Don't bring it up. Do you know the active top five in scoring?
Well, LeBron.
LeBron is one.
KD.
KD
is two. This is among active players.
Is Steph three?
Steph is five.
Steph is five.
Yes.
This sounds crazy.
Active.
Is Harden on there?
Harden is three.
Okay. So who's four?
We could sit here for most of the day, and I don't think I would have gotten
Jeff
four.
Green.
No. Jeff Green's crazy.
It's
this
not
is 21st all time in scoring.
It's 21st.
Give me a second.
It's not Luka yet. It's not Harden. It's not Russ.
I
just want to see the teams. I just want to see the teams.
Oh, sure. This is
not helping me.
And I don't want to I'm trying to vamp without putting ideas in your guys' head.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to say. It's not Dame, is it?
It's not Dame.
Who is it?
It is Russell Westbrook.
I said Westbrook.
Oh, did you?
No, sure. Yeah, I just didn't think it was him.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Westbrook.
Well, it's because I was just like, it's not Russ.
I was thinking.
I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Russ.
Yeah. Russ is fourth among active scorers, 25,876 points, 21st all time.
And he's 21st all time. Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. I wouldn't know.
And Steph is behind him.
Steph is 1,000 points behind him.
I think he's going to pass him, but that's pretty
maybe
impressive.
Eventually.
Steph behind Harden is pretty interesting.
Russell Westbrook carving out a nice little niche with the Nuggets has been one of my favorite parts of the year.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You brought up Harden is actually pretty interesting.
So you saw the stats going around last night, like most 30-point game or 50-point games after turning 30. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, and James Harden has 5. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had one since he left the Rockets when he was 31.
Mm. Mm.
That's crazy.
Man.
What are you so intrigued by James Harden? Because there's no conversation where James Harden is referenced as one of the greatest players of all time.
Which is pretty interesting. That's interesting. Like, this is one of
maybe,
the great, this is one of the great scorers the league has
that
ever seen.
Scorers. Maybe that. Maybe one of the greatest scorers of all time.
Mm-hmm. Chris Paul's hamstring did so much to damage James Harden's legacy.
Well, James Harden did a good job of damaging. Well,
no doubt, no doubt. But if Chris Paul stays healthy in the was at the 17 conference finals?
Yeah. Not
17 or 18. Whatever year it was.
19.
No. That was the one that was a different 19, one. 19 was the year Kevin Durant got hurt. But no, they were up 3-2.
It's 18.
They were up 3-2 on the Kevin Durant Warriors. Mm-hmm. They're up 3-2. Chris Paul gets hurt, and they wind up losing the last 2 games. If Chris Paul is healthy, I don't think the Warriors win that series, and I think the Rockets probably go on to win the finals. We're looking at James Harden a lot different.
Mm.
I mean, even you're 100% correct. Even without that, though, people just don't like James Harden.
That's fact.
This man and this man is. I'm not crazy about him, but number 3, we wax poetically for 28 minutes about Steph Curry, and this guy's ahead of him.
But he's not one of the greatest players of all time. One of the greatest scorers.
Steph Curry's resume is way better than
him. It is. It is. But yeah, it is. I'm just saying, like he's
Trista would be screaming unethical basketball if she was a part of this conversation.
Facts. I mean,
James Harden's going to get to 30,000 points. He's at 27,084 right now.
And I'm not, like I said, I think Steph is better or whatever. James played, 2 years with Russ and KD?
Mm-hmm.
And did he ever play with anybody that good again? Did he ever play
Prime
with
Chris
Klay
Paul.
Thompson?
He played with Russ, and he played with Chris Paul.
I don't think.
Dwight Howard?
I don't think those guys. Dwight Howard is one of the greats, too. Mm-hmm. But I don't think those guys are Klay and Kevin Durant in his prime.
No.
So, it's one of those things we talk about. It just blindly say, well, Steph, even though he was the engine.
Well, it's circumstance is always going to matter. That's the point of the conversation. If you're trying to take, the player in a vacuum, though, remove all the
So James Harden didn't die in the postseason? In the most meaningful games, James Harden didn't die?
He's had those moments. For sure.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm with you in this.
We have those moments. But I just think the way he's talked about is kind of crazy.
A better one.
We dismiss that he's third on that list.
An interesting thing.
I don't
thing,
think we do.
You just say, he's a great scorer.
He is a great scorer.
And leave it at that. Like, he's one of the greatest players we've ever seen.
Greatest scorers we've ever seen.
I don't think he is.
I mean, he's a good assist man, too. He's a good assist man.
He's one of the greatest scorers we've ever seen.
We don't like him. We don't like his game. But
I don't have a problem with James Harden.
He has assist numbers as well, though.
Okay. I'm never going to look at him as one of the greatest players I've ever seen. One of the greatest scorers for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll come back. Started with Friday vibes. Now we're just arguing about lists.
James Harden.
We're arguing about James Harden. Unbelievable. Speaking of KD, Suns lose again.
Oof.
My goodness. We will talk about that.
Dun, 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 dun. You got to slow it down. That's it.
You hit the button, Joe.
I shouldn't even come back home. I should have just stayed at home.
D'Lo and KC on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320. This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Great stuff from our man Kyle Mattson. Right there, Kyle Mattson of the Insiders.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
looking
indeed.
Up, watching his highlight reel for Steph Curry is just spectacular, man. Crazy, we forget, too. You talk about, you know, that three-point shot. Like, he finished at the rim. Like, he might not dunk like we're seeing Malik Monk do, or like we see, you know, LeBron James do, or our favorite dunkers do. But he'll you know, he'll get to the basket and do some acrobatic layup or something that we see maybe one other guy on the planet be able to do.
Yeah, he's... He is a three-level scorer.
Mm-hmm.
He is that for sure. Real quick before we get into it, I want to talk about Prize Picks because it alerted me to something that I guess maybe I just wasn't paying attention to before.
Okay.
We got a little game tonight, man. We got a little game tonight between between Boston and Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
And that's where a lot of my lineup is coming from right now. So I got Jason Tatum. They got the Goblin on there. I try to, you know, either go for the Demon or no Goblin. But I went with the Goblin because they got Jason Tatum at 19.5 points. Okay. I think my boy's going off for like 25 at least. Mm. So I got him in the lineup. Darius Garland, 2.5 three-pointers made. I went more. So I went on that one. I'm looking at Donovan Mitchell right now at 37.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I think I'm going to go with more in that. I'm going to lock in on that.
Half, okay.
And then going away from this game, This is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy right now. Tyrese Haliburton.
Okay.
19 points. I'm going more.
Whoa. Indiana versus who?
Versus Miami.
Okay.
I'm going more. This may be the first time this NBA season we have gone more, at least I have gone more, on Tyrese Haliburton points. He had a 33 and like 13 game or something the other day. He's playing really well.
He is.
He's playing really well. So I'm going more on Tyrese.
Not coincidentally, so are the Pacers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So if you want to have that same lineup, I'm going to post it on my social medias. If you want your own lineup, what you need to do is go to download the app, the Prize Picks app, put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win or nothing like that. You just put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
Okay. thanks for that. Suns lost again.
It's over for them boys. It is over.
I don't, like, man. They just lost again. That's three straight losses. They've lost 7 of 8.
Mm.
Book had 36 last night. KD had 28. Brad Beal didn't play. I don't know how you make an argument other than what you just said. Like, they're not good enough. They're like Budenholzer is just throwing lineups out there. Like, well, let's try this one. Mm. Well, give me Bull Bull. Put him out there. Literally, let's try anything. Yeah. And nothing is working. You know, when KD's trying to, you know, he's saying the right things. Like, oh, you know, stay positive, do this, do that, whatever. Man, like that, you tell me they don't make the playoffs. It's like, all right, they even missed. I'm telling you, Book got hurt. KD got hurt. These dudes are playing every game. That's how. The only word that I think works is dysfunctional.
Mm.
This is more than just, I don't think the talent is very good outside the obvious three.
Mm.
But there are greater issues than talent on the Phoenix Suns, and I don't think you can fix those.
Did you see that Chris Haynes report this morning?
I didn't.
Chris Haynes had a report that Budenholzer, Coach Bud, He told Devin Booker to calm it down a little bit because Devin was being too vocal.
Give me that one more time.
He told Devin Booker.
He, Mike Budenholzer.
Told Devin Booker to calm it down a little bit because he was being too vocal.
Well, okay, before I respond, what do you think about that?
There is a world where if you felt like he was being too negative to the people around him, mm-hmm. that you tell him to dial it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna show Bud, Coach Bud, the respect to assume that that's what was going on. I can't imagine a world where Booker is being encouraging and like trying to lift guys up or maybe mm-hmm. even hold them accountable sometimes or something mm-hmm. like that. And Coach Bud is like, nah, stop that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume, and this is just an assumption, and this is me taking the optimistic approach to Coach Bud and giving him a pass. I'm going to assume he felt like Book was being too negative with how vocal he was, and that's what he asked him to stop with. But that's crazy if it's anything other than that. Absolutely insane.
I don't know a lot about Book and how he interacts, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, as a teammate. I don't really know what kind of teammate Book is. But I thought Budenholzer was probably part of the problem. And so I'm having a difficult time of not going, ha-ha, I told you so. But it is difficult. Like, what? It's not that I don't think Mike Budenholzer is a good coach. I do think he's a good coach. I think he's a very good coach. Mm-hmm. But I also question, like, this is a really unique group, this Phoenix Suns group. It's a really unique group that hasn't worked yet. And it's been so poorly. It's been poorly put together. It's been a miss all around. And I'm not really sure who to blame in this. If the scenario you presented is accurate and perhaps Book was being loud in the wrong way, Book's probably frustrated. Budenholzer might just be telling him, hey, this isn't constructive, it's not helping. But I also don't know how constructive in a situation like this Mike Budenholzer is. So this is a completely head scratching situation with the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Even if you went into this feeling like they are void of talent, enough talent, I don't think you expected this. Like, they are just dying after the All-Star break. Yeah, so I couldn't have predicted this. I didn't like the makeup of this team at all, but I couldn't have predicted it this to be this bad.
They're losing to everybody. You know, they're losing to the Raptors. They're losing to Memphis. I'm not saying it is they're a bad team, but I'm saying it to say they're losing to both good and bad teams. You know, there's nobody on that schedule that you can look at and say, they're good tonight. I mean, they lost to the Pelicans last night, and that's a side note in itself. Yeah. I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just losing left and right, and I just think they're finished. Like, they're finished. And after these two New Orleans games, schedule's crazy. There is mm-hmm. no, like, they'd have to play at a level we have not seen them play at against the best teams in the league for this thing to turn around. And I can't see that. Chris Haynes, he has a video that goes with it. I only read his tweet,
mm-hmm.
but it says, weeks ago, Suns coach Mike Budenholzer called a meeting with Devin Booker, imploring he tone it down vocally, leaving the star shocked. Inside that meeting, which provides context to Booker's postgame remarks on communicating. I guess Book said something last night about communicating.
So the meeting was with everyone?
It says a meeting with Devin Booker.
Oh, okay. It was okay. So Mike Budenholzer met with Devin Booker. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got you.
Imploring he tone it down vocally. He had to have been like, for a lack of a better term, being mean. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense. If I'll say it right now, if it wasn't that, if he wasn't like being too rough on his teammates, or, you know, and it was just him being vocal and communicating and even sometimes like getting on him a little bit, if that's what he wanted to tone down, Coach Bud might need to be looking for a new job today.
Which is crazy. That is some very Sacramento Kings-ish like operations from Matt Ishbia and the Phoenix Suns.
If they got rid of Coach Bud in the offseason, four coaches in 4 years, and these aren't even interims. These are, we sign these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Mm. Well, the new coach would be the fourth coach.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. It's who was the other one? Vogel?
Vogel.
It was Monty Vogel and now Bud.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
3 and 3 years.
Mike Brown, come on down.
3 and 3 years is crazy. Real coaches, like no interim in there. Like you really signed them.
Mike would be fired and be getting paid by two franchises.
Mike would be making $100 million.
Matt Ishbia and Vivek Ranadive would have to have a meeting to figure out how to pay Mike Brown for the next 3 years because each franchise decided to fire him.
Oh, man. Yikes.
So that moves them now 3.5 back from the Sacramento Kings in the 10th spot. The Suns are slipping away. They are on the verge of getting jumped by Portland. They're on the verge of getting jumped by Portland, who have...